Hey everybody, this is Kevin from the FitCast. This is part two of a two-part presentation that was originally given in Los Angeles by Dan John. Hopefully you already checked out part one, and hope you enjoy part two. Don't forget to check out danjohn.org for more information on Dan John himself, and you can also check out some of his articles on tnation.com as well. Without further ado, here's part two of the presentation from Dan John.
How many of you have more stuff than I do? More toys than I do? There's usually a couple. But on the bell curve, how many have no not
power?
No books at all. Warren Murray.
Jump rope.
Okay, we'll just show you. Skills list. How many of you look at that list and you've never heard the term?
That's okay. I'm not
looking for that. I mean, if you don't know what power lift is,
good power lifters.
Okay. Yep. There's a lot of work ahead. You got to see what people call squats now. I was doing my deadlift and my Spanish. Loaded up about 75 pounds. Don't brag, just saying. Got a good pump. Okay, we'll slide back to page 3 for me, okay? Bottom of page 3, under Disclosure 101, I got 3 things there. Make an honest assessment of the tools you have available to you. You know, one of the things you're not going to write down, but I want you to. Do you have a friend, a training partner, someone you can rely on? That's a huge, huge asset. If you have a mentor, maybe someone on the telephone. You know what, if you want, you know, you guys, how many of you ever emailed me? Really? Okay. Do I email right back? Yeah. Anyone ever ask me a question in form? Okay. Do I email right back? If I can help you, I'm here for you. And I'm not, please, you guys know, I'm not, you know. I had to miss my daughter's squat with chains workout to take an interview with him. You guys hear that FitCast?
Yeah.
I'm halfway through, all of a sudden, shing, 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 shing. And I started to laugh because my daughter was in my garage front squatting with chains. She's a ninth grader. That's what she wanted to do for a workout that day. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to brag.
I'm just saying. Well, the other thing too is, yeah, if you want to. Yeah. If you want to dance with my daughter, you better be able to front squat. Yeah, I don't intimidate the boys. Do you have a mentor? Do you have a training partner? Do you have a good split? Here's the thing, a lot of people, after they come and train with me, they say, you know what, I have everything you have, I just never realized it. I have a big plastic thing in my backyard, it's storage thing about this big. And this is what I keep a whole bunch of my equipment in. And what we do is we take it and work out with it and shove it back in there. It costs $49. $49 investment has transformed my training amazingly. Point number two. Make an honest assessment of what you know how to do. And I make a point here. If you don't know how to squat or deadlift correctly, don't go on a velocity diet. Why don't you take 6 months to learn how to squat and deadlift correctly? And when I say squat, I don't mean your knees should not touch in the bottom position on a squat. Okay? Just an idea. I'm just throwing it out, you know? If you deadlift and you're male, you know, don't use the Smith machine. And you should do double body weight in the deadlift unless there's a good reason. You know? You should get those lifts up there. The third one. After you make your two assessments, review the articles and the things that connect with you. You know, the one nice thing about T-Nation, one nice thing about the internet, how many programs can you find? How many of you are just, I'm sometimes overwhelmed when I read T-Nation. I'm overwhelmed. For one thing, I don't know, and I'm not ripping on any of the authors. I don't know what the exercises are. I mean, they'll have how to do it, and I'm looking like, whoa, if it's got more than two or three words in it, I'm lost. Some of those are, they're fantastic. Do you ever read a workout that just seems to appeal to you at some level? When you look at that workout, maybe it's only one or two lifts you have to master. I always argue, take a week aside, master those two lifts, and then go on the program. Don't wait until you're 45 minutes into a workout to try something you never tried before. That's not proved it. Okay? All right. Disclosure 101. How many of you, we'll share with us one thing they need to address. Does anyone have one thing that's kind of glared out from disclosure? Anybody? One thing? Come on, somebody help me. Sir?
Flexibility.
Oh, flexibility. Where? Where's your
flexibility?
Wow. Is it holding you back from your performance goals?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's unusual. Okay. I mean, there's places to work with that. There's places to go with that. But that's amazing. Anybody else? Is there a lift? Yes, sir.
Lift?
Or whatever.
I was going to say my shoulder hurts.
My shoulder hurts. Hey, you know what, man? For those of us from the old school of hold that. When I stand straight as a discus thrower, does anyone notice anything about my right arm? What? Yeah, rotator cuff. I haven't seen that. God, when's the last time I had my rotator cuff? I miss it so. Yeah. It'd be nice to have it. I know it's in there. At least it used to be. It was over here for a while. I was in Costa Rica.
Shoulders.
How many of you have to work around an injury? How many of you have to work around a thing? How many of you have to work around? So when you find that groovy new article, part of disclosure is to honestly look at that and say, okay, that's a groovy workout. I can't do this, this, and this. I physically can't do that. Which is one of the reasons I went to chains and everything. As I got a little older, and I'm not less flexible, but I just got tired of getting the only part of the workout in the front squat was these 2 inches. I got tired of it. I got tired of, blowing blood vessels in my eyes. So I started using chains all the time, and it seemed to clear that up. It was an acknowledgement of, that at a certain age you don't want to look like a character out of a Frank movie, So as you go through this list, as you disclose to yourself, one thing that'll help you is bring in somebody else. It hurts when I do this. Don't do that. Okay? Let's move on. I'm on page 5 now, okay? Feedback 101. Disclosure is making an honest assessment of what you have. What you have, the skills you have, the support group you have, standing back and saying, okay, I need to fix this here, I need to fix that there. Not crazy. That's not crazy, is it? By the way, if you do that, you're probably ahead of 99% of everybody else. Few people ever make an honest assessment. Few. And those who do generally are way ahead of the rest of us. The second part is feedback. And I've got a couple ideas here. First and foremost, I absolutely believe in competing. Why? Because at 8:30 on a Saturday morning in Petaluma, California, I walked into a grassy field in one of the best Highland Gamers in the world. And I found out a lot about myself in the next 48 hours. Competing puts it out there. I've told this story 100 times about the friend of mine in college who went down to the Mr. Utah pageant. And he was a competing Mr. Utah. And I love the guy. In fact, I just got an email from him not long ago. He's a personal trainer now in Switzerland. And not a bad phrase to say about your life. He recognized my story because it was him. And we had all these, guys in the Utah State University weight room, all doing Arnold's program. When the book came out, Educational Bodybuilder, everybody did. 5 sets of 15. Of course, these guys have been training for 3 weeks. They did the advanced program. you know, 5 sets of 15 with, you know, squat, screaming because I'd seen pumping iron. And this guy did an interesting thing. He decided to enter the Mr. Utah contest. And I can remember clearly him laying on the floor in our gym, just dead. Why? Because he lived on lettuce and marijuana. His pre-contest diet was lettuce and dope. Lettuce. By the way, for you know, liability reasons, Dan John does not recommend the diet of lettuce and marijuana. Okay, back to the top. Now, here's the funny thing. He went down, and he was by far the most ripped guy on the stage. Everybody else had glaring fat deposits. And some of the guys went up. If you guys ever went to a regional bodybuilding contest, okay, how many of you, there's that one guy that gets up there and you go. And they've never obviously been in a speedo before because they've never worked their legs, ever. And they're up there and they're, God, they're just squeezing out everything they've got and they've got the jellies over the speedo. And God bless you, you know. He's up there and he looks fantastic because under the lights, the ripped guy looks, well, I'd say much, much heavier. Am I right? Are we okay? He looked great. Forget that story. 6 months later, he was enormous. I'm not talking fat. He is filled out. He was enormous. Why? Because 6 to 12 weeks of extreme dieting. Now, you might not, I don't know, if you cover this tomorrow, that'd be great. But 6 to 12 weeks of extreme dieting, extreme training, insanity, if you will. His body responded by going, well, I swear to God, he smelled a pancake and put on 3 pounds. You know? He and, well, everybody else in our facility never made an ounce of improvement. Not one ounce. He improved by the hour, by competing. You know, I find out some interesting things about myself when I compete. Now, I'm 49. You know, I said this before, but here's the thing. I'm still competing. I'm still putting it out there. There are things about myself. I find out things about myself in competition that are very illuminating that I would not find out throwing by myself at Arizona High School. I find out stuff about myself when I go on the platform at a weightlifting meet that really amaze me. I found, for example, in the last 2 years, I get hurt at almost every Olympic lifting meet. My hips kill me afterwards. So what did I do? Oh, I look at my training and I don't do the lifts in training. So when I go to a meet, my legs hurt. So maybe I need to lift like I compete. I'm an idiot. This isn't rocket science. Two, before and after pictures. You don't need to put them on TV. But I'll tell you one thing. You email it to your fitness buddy. You email it to me. Email it to me. Dan, today I'm starting the Velocity Diet. Here are my pictures. I don't know if I would do that to somebody. It's interesting, you know, because in the last couple of years I've gotten, I've helped a lot of women. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, oh wait, I know why. Men don't come to me for fat loss ideas. Oh, the mirror. The emperor's going to go buy some new clothes. But a lot of women do, and they'll send me, I get the before and after pictures. And one of the things I find with women is extraordinary. They despise the process. And yet, they will tell me 6 weeks later, what was the difference? Oh, that was that before picture. Why? Because the second I took it and looked at it and realized somebody else was going to look at it, I quit. You know, eating chips or Coke, whatever the list is. Best coaching I can do? Go take a picture of yourself. Why? Because you will own it. You know, it's kind of hard to hide. I mean, you know, when you see that picture of me in the Speedo on Teenage, get ready, buddy. Don't eat. I'll have a couple of pulls to warm you up. It bugs me.
Those are my own pictures.
How many of you find the same temperature? Is anybody else bottom line? I'm always amazed how big my nose is. Sports. And the third thing, coaching. You know what coaching is? Coaching is feedback. And coaching or having a mentor or whatever is feedback. How many of you know that you have a coach? How many of you clearly know that you have a coach? Anybody? Hands a little higher, please. Look at that. Look at the percent of people. This is not unusual. How many of you coach somebody but don't have a coach? How many of you spiritually advise but don't have a spiritual advisor? How many of you financially advise but don't have a financial... Wait a second. Who's telling you? By the way, the percentage is normal. One of the things I'll tell you, there's all kinds of people like me out there. And it doesn't have to be a qualified coach. One of the best coaches I know is my wife. Now, for those of you who ever heard my wife's stories, you know her BS level with me is low. You know, if I get hurt at a competition, first words out of her mouth. You guys know some of these stories, Dave? Should I bore them with these stories?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, this one's kind of funny. We've gone to the Nationals in Weightlifting a long time ago. And we had that terrible, terrible couple. I had a bad flight yesterday. We're going down to Baton Rouge, which is always a bad. What's the best thing about Baton Rouge? You're 75 miles from New Orleans. And it was just terrible. We get there, the hotel has problems. We get to the meet because the taxi driver can't find the Gale Hatch facility. One problem after another. So I get through my sandwiches, and I've missed two of them. I'm giving it all away. Tiff walks up to me and says, "We spent a hell of a lot of money to get here." Feeling sorry for yourself?
Yeah.
We spent a lot of money. You gonna give this away?
No.
No, we're not. I'm gonna go out there and kick some ass. Please get her away, you know. But she is just a tough old bird. She's a great coach for me because she sees the problem. I get inside my own head at competitions when things go wrong. I'm having a bad day. Flight was like, my hat's a bit of air. No one, I have no friends. No one on. What are you doing? Good. We spent a lot of money. And then when she starts telling me about the American Express bill, that's when I know I better get on the platform and win this damn thing. You know? Okay? She coaches me. Some of you have that person in your life. If you don't, invent somebody. My daughters can coach you. My friends can coach you. All you have to do is tell someone, "Hey, would you mind watching me do this?" That's one other reason why I think you should compete. How many of you have ever gone to a powerlifting meet? Isn't it amazing how much people will help you? I'm serious. It's shocking how much at a powerlifting meet people help you. If you compete. At Olympic lifting meet, you go to Olympic lifting meet and you say, "Dan, I will walk you through everything." There'll be a group of six or seven people walking you through every move. Because the fact that you showed up, I'm telling you the same, I've heard the same about bodybuilding contests too. Now, I'm not sure about fitness contests, but I know it's true about bodybuilding. I heard fitness is a little bit... is that true? I know this, though. If you step off on a podium in front of a bunch of people you don't know in a Speedo, that's off to you, man. That's an act of great courage. And I'm serious. You will learn more from stepping on that podium than you will from all the times your buddies are saying, "You're huge at the spot." Alright? That, my friends, is the key to feedback. And sliding underneath there is an important two things. Now, I've highlighted them in orange. Now, when I highlight orange, it must mean something. It means I had an orange pen with me. That's good. How am I doing? 10:30? You guys okay?
Yeah.
Tough. I'm still talking about shit. I got two phrases here. Planning and programming versus preparing. For years, I was stuck on the left side there. And in fact, God bless people, especially now it's Europeans now, will email me and says, Dan, I'm doing Jeet Kune Do, contact fighting. I'm from Denmark. What program should I do? I don't even know what the hell you're doing. But because I write for different places, people think I've just got this bucket of programs I send out. Well, for example, I have one woman I recommend you should do goblet squats. What's the first email back? So now it's not. You can't even get through the phrases with me. Okay, I want you to do Bulgarian split squats, all three ways. Holding the weight here, I call these either the horn style, because you're cut above one horn, suitcase style, and waiter style. You guys ever done the waiter style?
No.
You'll turn Bulgarian split squats into a full body exercise. I'm serious. And don't go heavy the first time. Yeah, I wouldn't go over 200 the first couple times. Ooh, I like you. I go one. So, horns, because with the kettlebell, you hold the horns. We also call it goblet style. Suitcase style. You try to touch the weight in the ground.
What about one arm?
Oh, two arms. I would, go ahead, I would try it. Get back to me on it. You're tough. Yeah, you can do it too. Yeah. Do anything you want. With a barbell. No. 300 pounds. No. I just do it for singles. Planning and programming versus preparing. I have turned, with my athletes now, I'm into preparation. Programs are great, and God bless, we're the worst. I'm sorry, so I see you guys sitting back there. We're the worst. Because every time it's time for an article, we come up with a new program, don't we? Well, see, here's the problem I was having with my workouts, Dan. See, I was doing 10 sets of 2 with a ratio of 4 up, pause, 3 down. When I went to 10 sets of 3 with a 5-second up, then I made my blast through and made great gains. I don't understand what that just said. We love programs. We do, don't we? Dan, put me on a program. It ain't going to last a weekend. I like preparing. That's why my programs are no programs. I just did it myself. That's why I love to do everything. All right, got a little story for you real quick here. I am the youngest of 6. Hard to believe I have a couple brothers in their 60s. God! That happened fast. My brother Gary is about, have any of you ever met Gary? A really interesting guy. He's the one that nearly drove over the mountain to kill someone in Santa Cruz not long ago. He's a Vietnam vet, disabled from Vietnam, he's chef. He's a wonderful guy. Got a little edge to him. A big edge. Gary's about my height, weighs about 100 pounds less than I do. Dark, dark black hair, dark eyes. Looks more like Ulysses here than anybody else in the room. How tall are you?
5'6".
Gary! Oh, sorry. Okay, Ulysses and I, this is really how we look, brothers. Well, you know what's funny? When people see me and Gary together, usually they go, wow, milkman and But my brother Gary and my sister Corrine look like twins. My sister Corrine looks like my brother Rich as a child. And Rich and Ray, though they don't talk to each other, look like twins. And Ray looks like my brother Phil. And I hate to say this, but I look like my brother Phil. What did I just say? When you put all 6 of us together, and Gary look alike. But you have to stand back and see all six of us together. Does that make sense? Everybody knows what I'm about to say. In training, we need to look at the big picture of things. And it's funny, I say something that's probably going to get me beat up in the hallway. But, I say here that sometimes high-intensity training, Bulgarian Olympic lifting, Grease the Groove, German body composition, Vince Guaranda, Nautilus, and the West Side template all look the same. Now, I don't believe in the religion of HIIT, the Nautilus people. But some of those are religions, too. I don't believe you can do the Bulgarian Olympic lifting program. I don't believe it. Why? Well, because you're probably too tall. If you're 5'6", you're there super heavy. If you're 5', you're probably there 220, 240. You're too tall. Sorry. Women, you're too tall. Okay? But when you stand back sometimes, and I like to do this, is I like to steal from everybody. I steal from powerlifters constantly. I steal from elite Olympic lifters constantly. Because when you stand back sometimes with all this information, this feedback, everything starts to look the same. And the key to what I'm trying to get across today is, hold on to one more thing. I was going to put Tiff's salad recipe in here, but I didn't. Tiff's salad is a world famous salad. If you ever come to my house, say, you have to have Tiff's salad. Tiff's salad is when she takes a whole bunch of vegetables, chops them up, and puts them in a big bowl. Dang, I told you. And it's great when guests come over. Because they think it's really, we call it Tiff's salad, make a big deal of it. How long is Tiff's salad take to make? Well, it's all in the preparation. It's all in the chopping and cutting, right? As a fitness enthusiast, as an athlete, people, it's all in the preparation. When you're on the contest, you probably can train powerlifting, and I'm not so sure, but a lot of it's probably in the preparation. Okay? When we talk about feedback, one of the things we need to start doing is stand back. Look at the big picture of things. Get a real sense of what works and doesn't work, by the way, for you. And then work on the preparation. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not telling you to become an Olympic lifter. But if it's something part of your goals, then you need to do the Olympic lifts. And now, let's get on to today's talk, shall we? Now that we've done the preparation work. I use three words when I teach people. Now I'm about to teach you about preparation. All right? Does that make sense? The joke. Now it's time to talk about how we prepare. I use three words. To accumulate, intensify, and then transform. What I did here on page 6 for you is I put together, it's kind of odd, but I stole it from Bondarchuk and then adapted it for some of us. If you had a 3-week period of three workouts a week, and you wanted to learn a stable of skills, this is one way you could go about it. On day one, you do butt kickers. That's that run we get, run like this, Okay? And on day 9, you do depth jumps. And I would coach you through each thing. I would coach you through, you step off, bound, and come up. On workout 1, you do power snatch from high. That's here. Day 2, power snatch from the hang. Day 3, power snatch from the floor. And over a 9 workouts, we could teach you all those skills. We could accumulate all those skills. Would this be an effective 3-week program?
Depends.
Thank you. Good answer. Who is that? Nice. What's your first name?
Matt
gets a dollar. It depends. On the bottom of that page is something you need to know. And this is something that comes to me absolutely naturally, but maybe to some of you not. Mentioned this in another clinic, but I want to talk about this one. There's two kinds of education systems out there, systematic and systemic. And you have to have both for whatever your fitness, health, longevity goals are. Systematic is probably how you learn to read and write. You start off with ABC, right? And you thought LMNO was one letter, right? I still do. No. Then you learn the word cab, because that combined A, B, and C. And then cat, and then dog, and then slowly worked up the four-letter words. And then you worked it up to odd words like the. That was a tough one at first. Then you put it into sentences, and then paragraphs. If you have children, there's that moment where the kids go from picture books, where they stop reading picture books, or whatever the word they used, to books with words. It's a huge jump. And then now you read. But you went through it as a system. You went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't teach kindergartners algebra. You teach them 1, 2, right? You teach them the numbers. Then you maybe, over time, teach them addition. You don't teach multiplication before addition, right? There's a system. What's funny? How many of you have ever taken a systematic approach to what? Hand went up. That's not bad. 1 out of 80? That's good. Way above the curve. Most of us don't have a systematic approach to weight loss. You want to lose a few pounds, it's January 1st, you go to 24/7 Fitness, you drop $19.95 to get a lifetime membership that you'll never use again after 2 weeks. They throw you in, right, with a bunch of machines. If they change the chest press machine from a Kaiser to a Universal, you won't know how to work out. Because you literally don't know how to do better. Is this some truth to this? Systematic education is great for math, reading, learning, lifting, throwing, and sports, and yet we never do it in our particular field. If you are a personal trainer, your first day could be well spent teaching your client how to squat. I'm just, or dead, whatever it is. That's a miracle. Whatever it is, you could teach your person in one day, one lift. You could refine that. How long does it take to teach someone to squat correctly as a power? 2 weeks. You know? 2 weeks will have you up to 800 pounds, you know? Start off. It might take 3 weeks to think your gear's good or not. You know? Never go on a long trip with your powerlifting briefs on, just a warning. Things Dan's learned. Systemic is the other one, though. Okay, you have a plant at home, and you have lice. Or, no, what's the, mites. You have mites. How do you kill the mites off your houseplant? Well, you can squeeze them, that's fine, but what keeps them from coming back? You put a little something in the soil, right? You put a drop in the soil, and then it goes through the system and kills them. Systematic education is A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4. Systemic education is good for the arts, faith development, patriotism, sports, and I have fandom. How do you become a Notre Dame fan? How do you become a San Francisco 49er fan? How do you become a fan? I mean, is there a place you go and they teach you the history of the Chicago Bears? Yes, we were organized in 1827 in a small group of them. No! How do you become a fan? Well, for those of you, how many of you became a fan of a sport as an adult? Anybody here? Football, baseball, something, anything? Can you tell me the sport? Which one it would be?
Baseball.
All right. Did you show up with friends and start watching games?
Bought a baseball hat.
My daughters are college football fans.
Oh.
Why? We never actually went through the book, 125 years of college football with them. Okay, children, today we're going to talk about, Miles O'Reilly, quarterback Notre Dame, 1913. That was on yesterday's test, isn't it? No! You watch a damn football game and drink a beer, and the kids go,
what are you doing?
Watching Notre Dame play basketball. Shh. Hey! Why would you? Shh. Boo! Why do you? Personal foul. Isn't that how you learn? Become a fan. My point is, I'm talking about systemic education, is this is how I move us into all the things we're about to study in depth here as we run out of time. Personally, I think systemic education is more important because all of you are adults.
Right?
Well, except you guys in Montana, but close enough.
Well,
oh, wait, that was me. That was me. 21. I got stuff in my teeth over at the end. Oh, wait, not anymore. Most of you don't have the time for systematic education. Am I right? We're going to send you to Bulgaria to take a 3-year program to learn how to snatch a manager. Will that fit into your life? No. So most of us fit more on the systemic side. So what you're going to do from your disclosure statements from 10, 15 minutes ago is you're going to figure out, what do I need to fix in my life? How many of you think you need this? Can anyone tell me something, an exercise they need to do better? Come on, help me out here. Ah, deadlift. Good, deadlift. Okay? He needs to learn to deadlift better. Now, for his fitness goals, he told me he wanted to be Mr. Greater Nova Scotia. Open novice class C. Under 200-pound division. I love those trophies. To help you with your goal, we think improving his deadlift might help him. How will we know if 6 months of dedicated work on the deadlift help him? What? Is that science? Test. Systemic education has to be tested. So, when you decide to add something to your pile of things, how do you know whether or not it works? You have to test it. Here's what I do, and this isn't by any means. I have standard workouts. I have a couple of workouts I do. I call my standards. I know exactly how my body's going to respond to certain things. One I call my transformation program. The other one is my one lift a day program. I'm not telling you to do these, but I know exactly how my body will respond to one lift a day. All right. I know that the day after I squat is going to be I'm going to be sore 2 days later. I know, because that's a lot of squat. Okay. However, if I decide to start taking fish oil, and I add that to one of my standard workouts, at the end of 2 weeks, I'm not nearly as sore as I used to be. I have a hint that fish oil might actually help me with my recovery. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it certainly seemed true in my case. My skin certainly cleared up. You can talk about this tomorrow. But I found fish oil to be remarkable with me in my overall recovery. For me. So man, I push fish oil. Here's my, I think you know my three rules, I read my articles. Protein every meal, fiber every meal, fish oil, many times a day. That's it. Oh, for fat loss, man, okay, that's different. Protein every meal, fiber every meal, eat your fish oil. Oh, okay. But what about muscle gain? That's a little different. Protein every meal, fiber every meal, fish oil. Okay, what do you want to be hiring? Ah, good, that's excellent. More scotch. More scotch. So, when I talk about accumulation, what I'm talking about is taking these things and starting to add them to the mix. Again, John's article, every 2 years you go on a fat loss program. I love the idea because there's a lot of fat loss programs out there. Every 2 years, why don't you swim through a couple? Why don't you swim through the Velocity diet and the Shredded diet and the whatever diet? Those more commercial ones that you see on television. Try it every 2 years. Accumulate kind of some feelings about how, okay, this is my fat loss programs, okay? I need to learn the Olympic list. Did it help me? Yeah, it did. Okay, maybe I have time to learn the clean and jerk. Maybe, okay, the power lifts. Okay, this one helped me, but gosh, you know what? Back squats, powerlifting back squats don't seem to help me as a thrower. Sorry, they don't. They don't help me as a thrower. Okay? Some other people I know. My front squat goes up in direct correlation to how far things fly. Okay? Back squats don't seem to have that with me. Okay? Go figure. You know? That's why God made me. Accumulation is very simple. Accumulation is simply the idea that we have all these things that we can do. And you should do these. And like you said, it depends if it's going to help or not. That that's a whole bunch of exercises you can do. But you also have to test to see if they work or not. You have to run them through and have some kind of test. It could be something as simple as, you know what? I don't feel good after I do behind neck presses. I don't feel right after I do them. And my upper neck hurts for a couple days. Beep. Don't do behind neck presses. There's plenty of other exercises. Why do, you know, there are exercises you have to do. Even if they do hurt. Tough. I'm sorry. I wish it didn't. That's what accumulation is to me. I've got a whole bunch of ideas and a whole bunch of other stuff there on page 6 and 7. But I realize completely that I am running out of time. So let's go to page 8, please. No problem at all. There's one question and one question only when I take it to the next level. Accumulation can be a 2-year process, a 2-week process, a 10-year process. It's when you learn new things and run them through. But then, if you're following my model, sometime, somewhere, somehow, you're going to put it out there. Maybe a 12-week transformation. I love those things, by the way. I think Body for Life had it right. In fact, when I do my front squats, if you can hear me in the weightlifting, when I click a jerk, I go, Body for Life! Just like that. Hey, that was a chill. You know what? You get a little...
Because you don't.
Then comes a time, I'm putting it on the platform. I'm going to take this time. How do I answer the question of, okay, Dan, you just told us to learn, literally, I don't know how many exercises are on that little chart that I gave you. Say there's 25. Dan, you just told us to learn 25 exercises. Probably more, I think. So how do I figure out which ones to do when I'm getting ready? Here's the answer. For some reason, I call it the political prisoner answer, but for some of you, you could end up in jail for a bunch of reasons. If for some reason you were thrown in some kind of pen that you could only get 3 15-minute workouts a week, what would you do? Stop for just a moment. I know we're cutting a little tight on time here. You guys realize we've been here for 2 hours, almost. Has this gone fast? You get 3 15-minute workouts a week. What are you going to do? You can do yoga. You want to be the best powerlifter in the world, you can do yoga. Well, treadmill, because you got to get your cardio up so you can warm up. God, that drives me crazy. Where's Oprah? What are you going to do? Listen, I'm telling you this, and you're all looking at me and going, I don't know. Answer it!
Something hard.
Ooh, I like that. Squats. Give me another one. Come on.
Overhead press.
Ooh, overhead press. I like this, girl. Not bad.
Body weight squats against the wall.
Okay, but you have any equipment you want. See, I just made it nicer for you.
Snatches,
clean of jerks. You know, I answer the question. I do power. There's an exercise I call called the exercise, where I do power snatch, overhead squat, step back with it's a weighted ball called a power ball, and do half turns into a wall. Drop it right there. I figured in 15 minutes I could get a lot of work done. And I think I'd stay at 80. I say 80, but I bet you I'd be at 90 or 95% of my best throws in 45 minutes a week. However you answer the question to what would you do in 3 15-minute sessions a week. Now listen, that's it. Don't go goofy. You know, if it's a West Side thing, okay, I'm doing dynamic bench day, and do a... I mean, seriously, Dave Tate has a workout. That's basically not much more. I love Dave Tate workouts. If you only have 3 15-minute sessions, you want to be a fitness model, what is it 45 minutes a week that you need to do? When you answer... Call Dr. Nino. Whatever you decide to answer that question with, that's what you're going to roll the dice on for your competition or your beforehand. Nobody goes this way. I'm telling you, nobody goes in this direction. Everybody in the world does, well, we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this. At the top end of sports, you do this. In football, the cliche, you dance with the girls who bring in. You know, on fourth down and one, to go on the goal line to win the Super Bowl, whoever I give the ball, if I'm a good coach, I'm going to give the ball to the guy who's been doing the job all year. If I'm a crappy coach, I go and give it to, you know, Eddie, who runs a 6'5", 40. You know, trust me, I'm coaching. So, the fittest man in Babylon. There's seven rules I have for intensification. One, hardest thing to get used to. Everything works. Everything. I was watching TV this morning, and there's probably 30 ads for fitness gear, you know, fitness products. Everything works. You know, you want to lose weight? Go run marathons. People lose weight. Men, you lose weight in your shoulder mass, in your triceps. Your pecs go way down, and your belly stays the same. But you'll lose weight. Yeah, instead of having a V shape, you'll have a, you know, pyramid. But you'll lose weight. Two, nothing works forever, folks. There's going to be a time where it stops working. By the way, I think every one of these is absolute, is true. Okay, guess what I just said? Oh my God, I broke all the rules of this industry. I actually think there's some truth to this. I'm not selling you anything. God, Dan John says, nothing works forever. Westside is a genius, I think, in how they change things quickly. Right? The downside of Nautilus training is, let's be honest, how can you get fired up for a set of pullovers? I mean, really, I mean, God, if you can't, bless you. Call me in 33 years, dude, man. I was in the zone doing my job pullovers on my ass. Got pretty arid here and there. I'm not here to kid you, yeah. Okay. That's good, because, you know, I'm a nice person. Three, specificity works, but at a price. Remember my shoulder? What was the price for throwing the discus since 1971? I got some problems, don't I? I limp. I limp on cold days. I'm not here. I limp on cold days. I don't care. That's the price of specificity, right? If you want to be at 3% body fat, ladies, there's a good chance that the adipose tissue on your upper chest will diminish. That's amazing how something can do that. Steve Hill calls this the sickness of specificity. And it's true. I bet you most of you at some level know, you know, we all go down that road. You do something too often and pretty soon you get hurt. Or, as Hill always says, you get actually sick. Get out of balance. Dan Gable, I've quoted him many times, if it's important, do it every day. I want to be a discus thrower, Danny. What should I do? Throw the discus every day. Oh, no one ever said that. Well, I did. If you want to be great at something, you have to do it every day. If you want to be a fitness model, you have to work on being a fitness model every day. If you want to be Mr. Olympia, you better not go to a gym that says you need to come in 3 days a week for 25 minutes. And that's all you need to do. There's a chance. You might need to take it up a level, up a notch. Pavel, this great line from Pavel, I quoted him a million times. You do the same thing, sure, but different. You know, in that little couple-week program, that three-week thing I gave you, the exercises change every day. I'm not recommending change exercise every day. I'm not recommending anything, by the way, you'll notice. Wait, wait, you're tired. But, you know, if you get tired doing one kind of deadlift, I don't know if it helps in the powerlifting, but it certainly does in the Olympic list. You go to snatch grip deadlifts, or you go to clean grip, or you do rack pulls, or you're doing the same thing with just a little small thing. Warren, let's just show them real quick. How am I doing on time?
11.
Oh, can I have 5 minutes to finish?
Yeah.
I started late? Let me just show you a couple things. Warren, I kind of asked Warren. We'll just take something as simple as the push-up, okay? Let me just show you same but different real fast. Let me show you the first one. Give me a horizontal shrug. This is an exercise head up. This is an exercise I use with my female athletes all the time. horizontal shrugs, because very often my female athletes are weak here. Now the next one is called the alligator or crocodile push-up. Ready? And tip, top, tip, other hand. No, you got the wrong one. That's okay, so you're walking forward. Okay, right. Like an alligator. Tip, top, tip, top. Cultural reference, TikTok, alligator push-up.
Peter Pan,
thank you, give him an help. Okay, another one we call sometimes windshield wipers, but he's going to go real wide. Now right, go right. No, bring the hands to the right. Now right, push up. Now go wide, push up. Now go left, push up. Now go... Excellent. Those are just... Thank you. Now those are two examples, and I do this stuff naturally all the time. When you take something as simple as a push-up, and just by putting your hand here, it's like you've never done, a push-up before. Son of a, you got this high school fullback going, boom, ow. Coach, what happened? Well, you're strong here and you're weak there. Oh, that's why, so remember last season? Oh, yeah, okay. Same but different. That's not rocket science. You can do it, and again, I throw my hat behind Westside, because they have 27 bench press variations, right? You have four boards, three boards, two boards, one board. It's the same exercise, but it's different. Same but different will keep you in this game longer. If you run 20 minutes every day on the treadmill, you're not going to last long. In fact, I can guarantee your body doesn't care. It's so against nature. Number six, the mantra that I have. This is, if I was going to tell you, if I get hit by a bus today and die, this is the line I'd wish you'd remember me from. Little and often over the long haul. The prisoner model. Do a little bit, often, over a long time. If you really want a great physique, if you want your clients to have a great physique, it's those daily decisions over 365 days, 700 days, 1,000 days that make the difference. Dr. Tom Fahey, he's a good friend of the Discus Throw, he's also a professor at Pacheco. He talks about eating protein after a workout. And he goes, the problem is people think that if you do it the one time, the next day, you'll be Mr. Greater Conquered, dogs 5 feet. He goes, no, but it does work little and often over the long haul. 10 grams of protein, 20 grams of protein after a workout over the long haul can do huge benefits for you over the long haul. Fish oil, I think, is, to me, one of the few things that I'm really throwing my weight behind. Hey, it costs you almost $8 a month to use this supplement. I'm serious. I don't know if you can afford that. It's expensive. But by God, I mean, my skin feels better. My joints feel better. Now, maybe it's just placebo, but I don't even know what that means. So, we're not allowed to use them, are we? And then number seven, this is a quote I came up with brilliantly years ago when the 5K fad was in. If it were easy, everybody would do it. Like 5K runs. Point is, I'm not knocking 5K runners. Point is, when 10,000 people do something, don't impress me. I don't want to hear about it. Listen, man, velocity diet. Ain't nobody doing it in my neighborhood. I mean, I don't walk down the street. Hey, how's the V diet doing, man? Nobody's doing it. Nobody. There's six lunatics in this room. That's half the people in the world who've done it. The other half were forced. No one wants to do it if it was easier for them. You think squats are easy? Front squats are easy? Front squats in winter are easy? No. You just have to keep that in mind. When we jump up on intensification, that's what we have to keep in mind. Those 7 points, I honestly think, are the truth. I honestly think of the truth. Now finally, and I've already talked about it, to finish. Page 9. Transformation. Wrote an article about free will not long ago. And I am closing here, okay? So I'm almost done. And I compared the amount of free will you have to a can of shaving cream. Some guy wrote, a teenager, well, I don't think it's like a can of shaving cream. I know you don't have a can of shaving cream inside you, okay? Now, I'm not a biology major, but I did sit through some of that, and there was never a can of shaving cream found in a human body except for that one weird guy. Free will. Transformation. It all comes down to this. Now, the nice thing is, what I did is I just took a bunch of things, and I just put them here so you can come back and talk to me about yourself later. It all comes down to this. When you finally do get in great shape, you finally do compete, you finally do all these things, transformation is a two-part thing. One is allowing yourself to compete. Don't kill it. For example, if you're a track athlete or something like that, if you're an athlete, don't blow it all the last day. I can't tell you how many people... If anyone here ever competed on a fitness or a bodybuilding contest, please hand please. How many of your competition blew it the day before? Pizza is usually the big one. Really? Oh, keep asking around. Very often. Huh?
I've had one of my friends, a pro bodybuilder, tanning lotion, which is the wrong one. Great for a photo shoot, but not for a contest. And
just blew it.
Dropped and down.
Yeah. People will get in the best shape of their life 12 hours before the event, give it all away by doing something stupid. I can't tell you how many athletes... I mean, it's called the Olympic flu. You know, people start doing very stupid things at the Olympic Village. They go out and party all night, get drunk, get sick as a dog, pick up, you know, some malaria or, you know, whatever it is. And transformation is a two-part. One, don't blow it. That's tough. But number two is more important, I think. When you got yourself to where you want to be, use your brain and sit back and relook at the journey. Remember that third down of 15 story I started with? Analyze the process you went through. Look at the process you went through. Study the mistakes you made. Take 10 minutes. Look at your before and after pictures. And we all love before and after pictures, you know. Guys, the body for life is great stuff, you know, even with all the duct tape. Not supposed to say that, are we? Uh-oh, someone found out a secret. Duct tape thing with those pictures. But look at the after shot, too, and try to say, okay, I did this, this, and this right. Please, I'm begging you. Always look at what you did right first. Velocity diet, here's what I'm telling you what I'm doing right. The night before, I took the little baggies and I put all my supplements in baggies. I have not thought about a supplement the whole time. It's just a bag you throw it in the mouth, drink water, and I don't think. Because I don't have enough, this is true, I am tapped out for my free will. Not drinking, not eating, has tapped me out. I can't make any more choices. So to actually open a bottle in the morning at 5:30 so I can go for my damn walk, I have to sleep. If I had to do that, I think I'd go back to bed. But by having a bag, I throw it in. So one of the genius things, one of the smart things I did was I did the baggy thing. The second thing is I got my dog involved in the process. My dog goes on the walk with me. My dog now thinks this is a treat. So my dog's fired up at 5:30. The other thing I did, and I'm not sure this was a good idea or not, but baby, I put that out there. I'm putting my blood test out there. I'm putting my before and after picture. I'm putting out, a lot of personal stuff. You know, I've told you flat out about the drinking, and I'm telling you, there's some other. My libido, folks, ain't that well. We're working on it last night. It was the black olives! See, when you're getting excited by garbanzo beans, you know. I know what you're thinking I was doing, and I wasn't. Looking at lettuce. So. Yeah, no spin. Well, that would get the weight off your back. So when you're done, give yourself first a break and tell yourself what you did right. Then look at the things you did wrong. I'll tell you what I did wrong on the Velocity Diet. I started the day after the World Championships. I got off the plane. I was injured. I was tired. Didn't get enough sleep. And stopped eating. That was an error. I should have taken a week off and just kind of eased up a little. Does that make sense? The other mistake, there's some other mistakes I've made. I haven't cheated, but I didn't realize that I would have to not train my method. I should have backed off a little bit more, like I did last night. I worked out last night. That was a much more logical workout, considering the lack of whatever I'm missing. So, what did we talk about today as I close? You know, the reason I gave you a handout, because I knew I was going to cover a lot of stuff today. And the topic was about accumulating, intensifying, transform. And I hope I gave you some ideas on that. But the most important thing I hope you come away with today is the following. Is to use that wonderful brain and logic that you have to run through the issues that you have with your fitness and behavior goals. Okay? Use your brain proactively. Think things through before. Don't constantly react to things. Be proactive. The baggies thing with my supplements is a proactive way of dealing with what I knew would be an issue. The more proactive you can be, the more think forward you can be, the better it's going to be for yourself and for your clients. And I will also tell you, gather up as much support for all your goals as you can. One of the ways to do it is to put it out there. I put it out there, and you know what? I get crushed down sometimes. I mean, I do lose at big things. And, you know, this goal I have for 2008 is not an easy goal. I mean, I don't think people realize how hard it is to continue throwing things far. You know, at my age, it's. I'm not backing down. I'm just saying, you know. But, so how am I doing it? By doing the velocity diet in September of 2006 for a goal in June of 2008. I've changed my since the death of Coach Mon. I've gone back to some of the things Coach Mon taught me. That's kind of a tribute to him. So what I'm trying to do is actively fix things before I get into that craziness the last 6 months where every Saturday I'll be in on the road, if that makes sense. So this is what I offer to you today. The one upside, the one thing I'm going to offer everybody too is we talked a little bit about having an Olympic lifting seminar. If we can find a place tonight, 7 o'clock-ish, let's all get, anyone interested, it's free, it's on me, no problem. I'll be here all day and tomorrow too. If anyone want to just talk about any of this stuff, especially if you take what I'm saying seriously. I'm not saying you have to become a disciple or anything, but if this is something you want to share, this is a goal, let's get together in groups, okay? You'd be surprised, and I think this is true from all of our gatherings, how close of a community. You'll be surprised how close of a community we become afterwards. Sometimes it's offensively close, but but it's a real thing. With that, I will close. I'll be available all day for anything you like. I was asked to bring some DVDs. I'm not here to sell them at a profit. I think I'm going to go $20 each, which is two-fifths the price on the web. Okay? So just if you want them, I'm not here. I'm also, and if you help me like my young friend here did, I will give them to you. Hey, thank you so much.
Once again, I just want to say thank you for downloading part 2 of the presentation with Dan John. Again, if you want to get more information on Dan John himself, you can head to danjohn.org. And also, if you haven't already, don't forget to download the actual handout that he gave to everyone in Los Angeles. And last but not least, a huge thank you to Dan John himself for providing the material for the handouts for download and allowing me to post the audio for everyone out there. So if you ever get a chance, don't forget to thank Dan himself as well. And I will hope to see you next week on the Fitcast. I'll see you next time.